Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Mother's Day is May 12th. I repeat, Mother's Day is May 12th. Let's not forget it. Our moms are the most important thing on this earth, and Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom so easy. You can shop by price. You can do 25 and under or 100 and under. You can shop all categories, fragrance, handbags, gift lists. You can even get gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And there's stuff for grandma, there's stuff for aunts. There's always top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras. Go to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect Mother's Day gift. And remember, Mother's Day is May 12th.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, gigglers? Wow. We're just going straight in because we have a man on the pod.
So it's chaotic energy.
It's scary.
It's an honor to be the first girl female boss on this podcast. Well, Trevor, thank you for having me.
This is Trevor Wallace, who is a girl's girl.
I'm one of the girls.
He cares.
No, literally is a girl's girl.
He cares for the girls. He's out here for the girls. He's a feminist icon. Mm-hmm. He likes cats.
And men piss me off, too. All the everything they do,
you
stupid.
Go, honestly, dude, you should have spat on.
I saw a reflection, a shadow of my posture the other day. I was like, I wouldn't fuck. I would not fuck. Like, dude, it's bad. Like, my head is like leaning like this. Like, what am I leaning forward towards?
But I feel like a girl will see that and I'll spiral for like 3 months and get like a whole new like workout regimen where a dude will just be like, yeah, I'm unfuckable and forget.
I literally want to get Botox in my back. Just so that, like, I look really good if you're having sex with me from the back.
Wait, get Botox in the back?
Yeah, like, you can
just
get,
put, like, a little Nintendo DS back there. Guys won't, but like, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Just grow your hair out.
Wait, Botox from the back?
If you get Botox, like in your shoulder blades, it's supposed to make your back, it's called Barbie Botox, and it's supposed to make your back look, like, so hot. Because I too will walk by like my reflection. I never say won't fuck though. I'm like, oh my god, she's stunning. But like, how much could she get better?
Wow. No, my ex had really good lats, and I feel like I could just hold on to him and doggy. That might be a little
much. Was your ex Michael?
No. But she did CrossFit, and she had like calluses on her hands.
Oh hell yeah!
Felt like I was getting jerked off by my cousin.
Wait.
Sorry.
If you guys don't know Trevor, he is incredible content creator, podcaster. He has a stand-up special coming out.
November 14th.
We love. Wow. And he has Stiff Socks with Michael Blaustein that
you guys
we
have been
went
on. It. Such a fun episode.
His favorite. He reminds me every week.
All the time.
So
you guys have a lot of porn stars on it. I didn't realize.
We've had like 5 on. It's just like, but those are the episodes that do the best.
Yeah,
so
those are
the
ones I always see.
So they
see
did better than ours?
Because
Paige and I are like slutty from the mouth.
That is a great slogan. Slutty from the mouth is great merch.
Like, you never know what's going to come out of my
that's
mouth.
So
that's
so
good.
And we give it out for free. You don't have to pay for it.
Because it's slutty from the mouth, not slutty in the mouth.
Right.
Two separate meanings. Slutty totally. From the mouth is a really good merch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you will feel like you got fucked after hanging out with us for 3 minutes.
If fuck yeah.
This is basically a threesome emotionally. An emotional,
emotional threesome. Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You said you were thrift shopping.
I was thrifting. You were thrifting in Maine.
I
How
went
did
thrifting
it go?
In Maine. I got...
You like invited people on your story to thrift with you?
I got so attacked.
Dude, just like Google...
I have an app. I have a thrifting app.
You do?
You just... There's a thrift app for New York City. But I went to Portland, Maine. I said, I want to thrift.
That feels like so unthrifty, though. You think it'd be like, you just saw like a QR code on the ground and said, meet here, like an app?
No, you wait for a pigeon to just be like, follow me. I got a deal. Yeah.
You just smell somebody smoking Winston's and you're like, oh.
This might come as a complete shock to you guys, but I've never gone thrifting. Oh.
So everyone kept saying, are you pranking Paige? Like, Paige is so mad right now. And I tried on all these fits. Everyone's attacking me. And I'm like, imagine them styled. Like, imagine them with a belt. Like, right. Imagine them with a moment. And yes, I am pranking Paige.
Imagine if I burnt them all, you know? Like, it's just so crazy.
But I love
I have nothing against thrifting. Like, I'll thrift. I've just never been in the situation where someone's been like, come thrift with me, or I've walked by and been like, I'll go into that shitty store.
I always say thrifting is like online dating, because you're like, why did no one want this stuff?
Right.
That's good. That's funny.
Like, there's got to be something wrong with
you. You are not worth that much. Yeah. With all that
and then you see
tears on you.
And you're like, ooh, how did no one pick this? And then you put it on and it's like, it's itchy. He's a narcissist. You're like,
yeah.
He's really charming at first. And then you're like,
not
I need
fun.
To get
it's
out.
It's just, yeah.
It is
You're texting your mom. You're Googling what is a narcissist.
Dude, I get an STD
Signs
from the sweater.
Of.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm excited to be here. For fall, Paige, do you like Trevor's outfit?
Corduroy. Sleeves are too short.
I am into it.
You know, I brought
Actually,
options.
I noticed when you walked in your sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
looked
good. Good
or bad? Blazers? I just wear blazers every day. I don't know. It's just like a right down the middle answer, you know?
No, you look cool. When you come to New York, do you think like, ooh, I got to dress more like New York? You do.
Not more so like New York, not like the fitted brim to the side. Just 9 p.m. right here.
A Nelly Band-Aid.
Yeah. But like New York now is, it's very just, it's the fashion is so good. Mm-hmm. Take a shot for every time you see a girl with Adidas, you black out.
Yeah.
Everywhere. No, but I do feel like, here you got to come with the better jokes and the better fits.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? Wow. Yeah.
Well, what it is there's no cars out here. So when you leave the house, your outfit is everything.
You're out.
True.
Like, I can wear a shitty outfit, but your boy's got a Tesla. So it's like I'm in the middle ground.
I love how you just dropped that for the Gigglers.
It's the cheapest. Yeah. I love the Gigglers, by the way. Met one at my show. Nice lady. But it's the cheapest Tesla they have.
Trevor
but, like,
got his dick sucked by a Giggler.
No. Oh my God. Wait, you did?
Hey, she was more than a Giggler that night.
Aren't
Gaggler.
They, aren't they just joke. The nicest, though?
Honestly, so nice.
Such a sweet lady.
Such
I'm
a
sure
sweet
she
lady.
Was.
She's probably listening.
Yeah.
I miss you. And,
I'm
nice. Yeah, she
Text
came to my show.
Back. Come on.
I'm biased, but I think the Gigglers are so good looking and so successful and so smart.
And they dress so well.
They do.
One time we were at a Giggly Squad show, and they were all like doctors, lawyers,
engineers.
And we were just like wondering why.
It is funny.
Like if I knew like a surgeon was listening to Giggly Squad, I'd be like, let's actually, I can't.
While they're cutting somebody's body open, like, oh my God, this bitch went thrifting. Oh!
Do you know what 4+4 stands for?
Jeep Wrangler, 4x4. I got nothing.
Oh, I actually believed him.
Like, I don't.
What's four? What is four?
Four
plus
four means eight.
What's
eight.
Oh God.
That's our new thing.
Wait, I had another really good Instagram caption today of all my outfits.
What'd you do?
Throwing fits. Right.
Throwing fits. That's a podcast. That's a great podcast.
For someone who can't like write a full paragraph
or read,
your captions are so fucking good. Someone who can't even send a text. I'm gonna be honest.
So good.
So fucking good. I just wanted to ask you that. I have
I had a great caption. I don't know where to put it, but it was, what was it? Shoddy's must, fuck, what was it? Shoddy must be from Dexter's lab because she got them DDs.
Dexter's lab?
Yeah, if you watch the show growing up, the sister was Dee Dee.
Yeah.
DD's a
cartoon.
Cup size.
Is that what that is?
He's such a giggler because that was so niche.
Yeah. Mm.
That was so niche. Also, I have just to make a point about jeans. Because it's getting cold out, which means we got to start pulling out our jeans.
Right.
And I pulled out some jeans, and my jeans didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really vulnerable right now. It was like a sausage in a fuck. It wasn't going in. Mm-hmm. And everyone's so obsessed with like fitting into old jeans. And I'm like, these jeans are fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
I've never washed these jeans. Like all last Does anyone wash jeans? I've never washed a jean. Why are we trying to fit into old jeans? Throw the smelly fucking old jeans away that have no stretch to them. It's not my big ass. It's these old ass jeans. People are like, I need to fit into my jeans from when I was 18. There's mites in those jeans. Throw
Wait,
that shit away.
Did you hear that in Paris right now while everyone's there for Paris Fashion Week? There's a bed bug situation. And
no.
Which I don't even get how they would figure that out.
It's giving Fire Festival for New York Fashion Week.
Girlies are just like, everyone's talking about like having bed bugs. And I think that's just like...
And they're all like, do bed bugs make you skinny?
They're like, are bed bugs the new Ozempic?
It is. Itching and scratching.
Why does part of me think it was like one of these model girlies who live in these model apartments in New York City that are just like, they sleep on like... the floor. Mm-hmm. They brought the bed bugs.
What are you going to do about the jean situation?
Oh, I found a pair that fits me.
Okay.
Madewell. Amazing.
Madewell, great brand.
Do you wash your jeans? Like, how long do you take to wash your jeans?
Usually when I, like, move apartments. Like, just wash everything. No, realistically, not until I spill on them. Like, I got some mustard on a pair of jeans the other day.
I feel like that's me, too. Like, not until there's a noticeable... stain I washing my jeans,
because once you wash it, it's not
they're not
me.
The same.
It doesn't fit. It's not the same.
My favorite is when you find a pair of jeans or any pants that you're like, you've been neglecting for years, and you put them on randomly one day and you're like, hold up, I've had these this whole time. It's like when you find a song that was on shuffle, you're like, where the fuck has this been my whole life? Yeah. It's like the girl that DMs you every day, hey Trevor, and then one day you're like, you were the answer to all my problems.
You were there the whole time.
Exactly.
Also, do you know what happens to men? Sometimes they'll pee
and in their
hold on.
And they have a little pee spot.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, they also don't
we
like
get excited.
I don't.
We want to get back to the game. Stop peeing already. Peeing takes too long.
I don't know why I just thought about this the other day, but like I was thinking about guys peeing and how they don't
we don't.
They don't ever have to like wipe. Like they don't wipe when they pee.
No, they like fling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like they don't have
they
to.
Fling it
that's
around.
What boxes are there for.
And I just find that to be
oh, if they don't wear boxers, then it gets on their pants.
In pants.
And then do you wash it after that?
The pants? No, I wear boxers. Who's raw dogging denim? That's insane. What are you, Chuck
Norris?
I know a guy who wears no underwear under.
Because you never know when you gotta whip it out.
Well, in this economy?
I always think like, okay, when you're putting pants on and then it has a zipper, how often are you thinking like, ooh, don't zip my dick? Because I feel like
my dick
about
is down by my ankles,
day.
So I don't. No, I mean, pretty well. That's why boxers. You never have to think about that. Boxers are just like
you don't wear boxer briefs.
Yeah, the ones that hug your legs. Why are you smiling? You thought you got me for a second.
It is funny to
you thought
think
you got
about
me.
Guys and then think about them in their underwear and like, what is their underwear of choice?
Yeah, when do men go from boxers to boxer briefs? Because I feel like it's like a moment.
Yeah, it's like
I
an
think
age thing.
The locker room in high school really like shapes who you are. Like you see somebody use an Axe body spray, you're like, all right, I got to use Axe body spray.
My brother was fucking hotboxing me in that shit. It was like Chernobyl in my fucking house.
Wait, so when you're in high school and like the first time you're in a locker room, like did you play sports in high school? Like,
no.
You weren't like
I
on
thought
a,
about it, but no. Yeah, I like would see the guys. I tried out for the golf team, but as a junior and they drafted, scouted, I don't fucking know. They got two freshman twins.
Okay.
And they're like, they have more potential to grow than you.
Okay, so they were like, fuck off, Trevor.
Yeah, but what are they doing now? Dude, they're not talking about boxers and Bushwick. I'll tell you that much.
Wait, because I remember when guys were wearing boxers and they would show it on the top of their pants. Like, that was very New York.
Yeah.
And you'd
yes.
be like, he's wearing boxers. And then one day they all showed up in their gray boxer briefs. And I'm like, when did you become a Calvin Klein model? When did you transition?
Yeah, probably high school, I think. At some point like that.
Did you feel like a new man?
Well, yeah, it feels great. You feel like if somebody were to pants me right now, good. You
know? Like, when my thing is like, because in high school, like when girls are changing, it's not like we like look at each other's boobs and are like, oh my God, your boobs are really big. I mean, maybe. I just feel like it's more of a moment for guys in high school when they like see each other's dicks. Like, is that when you know if you have a big dick or not? And then does that like shape, that shapes who you are?
It doesn't shape who you are. It shapes how you respect a man, though.
Okay.
Like, you know, if Ronnie's fucking packing, yeah, man, can cut me in line.
That's like the one quiet guy in the group who never says anything funny, but they all fuck with him.
Yeah.
It means he has a huge
quiet guys are packing, yeah.
True.
Sometimes it's a gun.
I feel like, I feel like if I was a guy, I would get bad luck and I'd have a huge dick, but I'd be a grower. So every guy I'd meet, I'd be like, yo, I'm not turned on right now, but like I'm huge when I get turned on. Like, I feel bad for those
guys. Like eighth grade sentence.
I just love your, like, boy, like, who, when you're, like, imitating a boy, like, how you.
I have one
like,
arm.
Oh,
yeah, I go like this.
Like,
yeah,
they can't really, like, yo. They can't really
like,
stand
I have the
up.
Tiniest little pee-pee, but then I you know?
Yeah.
Growers is a thing.
Yeah. I don't understand
so
the guys that are
judge
just showers.
A guy.
They just up, like, there's no grow. They're just want.
Yeah.
They just wake up in the morning.
I love how we have a guy in the pod and the whole time we're just like, what are penises? What are they made of?
I'll tell you everything.
What's it like just walking around with one?
Imagine having something winging back and forth all the time.
Swinging.
Well, that's... Swinging. Okay. I don't know what guys you're hanging out with in the NBA, but I don't know about a swing, but there's a little bit of a seesaw in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. But what girls are wearing boxers as fashion now. New York.
Sometimes I wear them to bed.
No, but I'm saying out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, New York fashion is great. Like, it's like a tuxedo jacket and boxers. And
yeah,
like,
the girls
this
are
a
definitely
scene from Big Daddy.
Dressing different than the L.A. girls.
Well, the L.A. girls dress after New York girls.
Yeah.
New York's the trendsetters.
So
L.A. is
that.
Literally just like, huh, New York's whatever. And then we're just watching you guys through TikTok. Like, oh, what did Hailey Bieber wear today?
How long have you lived in L.A.?
Like 7 years. I kind of like it here.
Really?
I'm getting that itch. There's
wow.
a lot of hot women out here.
Well,
LA, the community is crazy.
It's just, it's a totally different
it's
vibe of girl.
Well, just that and everything. Just walking around. There's at a park, there's community. You go to a park in LA, you're either there for pedophilia or
right.
take your, I don't, it, like, it's just not the vibes in LA. Like, why would you go to a park?
Are you blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Wow.
Obviously, he's on a blonde.
Brunette,
Italian.
Paige hates.
Sorry, I didn't even make eye contact.
So just us.
Mr. Bishop, I'm
Paige
sorry.
Paige hates blondes.
No, I don't hate them. I think they're lovely. I think they're so nice.
This sounds like
I'd
you
never
love
be seen
that.
With one. No, I fully think, like, we can talk about it even with, like, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I think that if I date a guy and I look at his ex-girlfriends and they're all blonde,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden he's dating me.
Yeah, what is that about?
What is that about?
Yeah, what is that?
Because in my head, I'm like, you don't like me. Like, you're into
oh,
blondes.
Oh, interesting.
So do you feel like...
But maybe his taste buds switched.
Oh, like when you stop taking your birth control and you're attracted to new men. That's my biggest
fear. Is that a thing?
Wait, that's...
Apparently.
It's so true. If you stop taking your birth control, your sense of smell changes. So you might not be attracted to who you're with's natural pheromones once you get off your birth control.
But you're more feral than ever.
Yeah.
That's
well, you're
cool.
out.
I don't really know how birth control works. I think it's a conspiracy theory.
Interesting thought.
We got in trouble because we told everyone to get off their birth control.
No.
and people started messaging us like,
what do we do next? We're like, we don't know. Go to a doctor, you idiot.
We're still on it. But what does that mean if a guy just switches over to brunettes? Can he have that change of heart? Like, I hated olives growing up. And then one day I was like, yo, these are fucking out here.
That's
these
how
are so
you
cool.
know an, yeah. you're an adult when
no,
you start fucking
true.
With olives. I think maybe if a guy's, like, so hung up on his ex, who's a brunette, he'll try a blonde. But, mm-hmm. like, I'm also, I have a type. Some people don't have types. Or some people just like souls, which is, like, gay.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to your soul. It just sounds like a horny guy just trying to fuck.
Yeah, like, yeah. and he says like it only on the first date.
If anyone ever said to me, like, I'm...
Like, you just want me for your body. Like, I didn't even had one of those.
So
your aura's got a fat ass.
So everyone's... No, but everyone's talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, and I just think if you look at Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriends...
What does she look like? Do you guys have a photo?
They're all...
Brunettes.
Yeah, don't... sing folklore and they don't run around in cowboy boots and like flowy dresses.
I think Taylor Swift is such a feminist though because you know how many hours we're forced occasionally to listen to guys play guitar and mm-hmm. just like say weird lyrics they made up
yeah.
and
is that
the torture.
Yeah.
Like after a day he's just playing guitar.
Yeah. It's happened like in my life it's happened twice to me.
Damn, what do you do during that?
You don't
well,
know what to
you
do with your hands.
Yeah, you don't know. Do you clap?
When you do this, you go, what? Ah,
and then it's like,
down.
If you,
you
know the song, do you sing along? Is this everyone's
and
involved?
Then also, what's fucked up is he'll be singing something. He's like, I wrote this song. And you're like, if you wrote this song, you clearly wrote it about someone else. And you're now singing this to me. You just met me. And you're like, the beautiful eyes,
yeah.
your almond
when we
eyes.
We went to Costa Rica. Look, we never went. We never went to Costa Rica. Who did you take to Costa Rica?
But now Taylor can reverse. and sit Travis Kelce down after a long game. He's tired. Sit down. And she goes, I'm working on a new riff right now. And she's like, when I saw you in the end zone, I knew what you were playing with my heart.
Wait.
Okay. Somebody had time on the flight in.
It's astonishing.
I feel like there is the same beat.
Don't
in
you
all
feel
the
like
songs.
Her dating NFL is like kind of lower class for her? Travis Kelce's the man, but I feel like her dipping into that is like, I feel like that's a below her pay grade.
It's fun for her, okay. But I 100% agree with you. Like, I dated a tight end at Wisconsin who Travis Kelce played 12 more years of football than this man. Mm-hmm. And this man that I dated in college had so many concussions, mm-hmm. he would just like,
Space out, mid-sentence.
Mitch McConnell, that bitch.
Literally Mitch McConnell. Like,
I would honestly love that in a partner. Like, if someone that I could just be
it's
like.
It's not a bad trait you can blame it on.
Maybe go sit down.
Honey, I have CTE. Leave me alone.
Your brain's not working.
CTE is like a real thing. And people will get mad, like, don't make fun of CTE.
Yeah.
I did CTE charity. I taught this man how to read. I raised awareness.
Yeah.
And it really is, like, I'll never put my kid in football.
Yeah.
My unborn child is not playing football. But you couldn't play football because you didn't make
can't.
The team.
Well, my build is not great.
I could totally see you as one of these American golfers, though.
I tried. Oh, I played football in sixth grade. They made me a wide receiver, and they only would run the ball. So if that says anything. They threw it to me like twice. And I was like, what are you guys doing? Stop.
We don't really know what that means.
Are you playing fantasy?
No. I don't really like sports. Just a waste of time.
He's such a girl's girl.
You're such a girl's girl.
You know what? I just care about my career and finding love. Fuck sports. I like going to events. Great. Went to a Mets game. Going to a sporting event. So fun.
Yeah.
Went to a Wisconsin game. Go Badgers.
Wasn't that crazy?
When they do the jumping thing.
Jump around.
God.
So I fucked Bucky. The one who does the push-ups.
And you learned something new every day.
Wait. Did he keep the mask on?
He asked once and I'm like, I'm not a fucking story for you to tell your friends about. So I didn't. Because I don't know.
You should have worn
it. Wait, what a line. I'm not a story for you to tell your friends about.
You're dropping some gems today, both of you guys.
I feel like, tell everyone about me. Tell them all.
No, I just hang out with guys too much that, you know, when they're like, yo, this bitch, I fucked you with my Bucky hat on.
Oh, you just know a guy's
intention.
And
I don't want to be that girl. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I'll fuck you with the Bucky hat on. Turn around.
Imagine you just pegged him with the head.
How about you jump
in
around?
In the middle of the night, I just pop behind the bed with the Bucky hat. I was going to make a sound for a badger, but I don't know what sound they make.
Go for it.
Meow.
Pretty on brand. Pretty good.
That's
so cool. What did people on campus know that he was the guy?
So they pretend that they're like Batman and they can't tell people that they're Bucky. It's the craziest thing.
I don't get it though. Why?
Because it's this it's this whole like people can't know they're Bucky because it takes away from like the mystery
of
it.
Every school is like that or just specific?
Every school.
Okay.
And there's like 8 Buckys because there will be tons of events that Bucky has to go to. Like Bucky's booked and busy.
Oh, that's like how Marshmello is.
Yeah. And they... Oh, I didn't know.
The
that.
DJ. I don't know.
And they have to... That's CEO also. And they have to... Just kidding. They have to rotate games because they do so many push-ups. Like whenever they do a touchdown, he gets raised on the stage as push-ups.
Yeah.
But I knew who Bucky was because I was on the tennis team and we practiced at 7 a.m. with the cheerleaders. And the Buckys would work out with the cheerleaders. Like they would do like jogging or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew those guys. And after being with the football
player... So all the Buckys were really just male cheerleaders?
Yes, but they were like goofy, funny. They were like the guys, like you would have been a great
male cheerleader.
Thank you.
But like they would be so hungover with these like huge, heavy outfits on.
That is nightmare.
Now, could you imagine the sweat inside there?
But I would see a Bucky and I wouldn't know if it was like my Bucky. So I would like kind of like cozy up to him and I would like look at him and like
throwing it like bird food. Hey, Bucky, it's me.
And I'd be like looking at, because they can't talk. Like they'll get fired. It's like very strict. And they'd be like, okay.
It's a free job.
I think some of them are scholarships.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm so funny. They literally pretend they're Batman and I'm like, you have an ice cream social at 12. Like, tell me where you are and what you're doing.
Right. You're not like fighting crime on college campus.
Yeah. So like I've always been a celebrity chaser.
Yeah. You've been a cloud chaser for the longest.
I've been cloud chasing. Actually, I put this deep dark in my memory. I also made out with another Bucky.
You whore.
I was running train on Bucky's.
College mascots.
I thought it was you, babe.
I always thought the college mascots, too, were girls. Because they're so tiny.
Mascots are for girls. No, they're big. Some of them are fucking hot.
Like
you do a lot of college gigs. When I go to the college gigs, I'm like, is your mascot hot? There was like a bear cat once.
Oh.
And the bear cat came out 6'5", huge shoulders.
What is a bear cat?
I don't fucking know, but I'll climb that bear cat.
Yeah. Just fucking alpha. It's like a wombat. What is that? Is
it
real? I don't know. Is that real? A bear cat sounds cool. Is that U of A? I don't know. I've done much. They all just pick a thing in a bowl. Where are the Spartans? All right.
Oh, some of them are embarrassing, the names.
Yeah. I have nothing else to add.
Yeah, I think like Tulane University is like the Waves or something. Something crazy.
I just did like, University of Maine was a black bear called Bananas. And I said, what drunk college kid came up with the name of this mascot?
Bananas.
Kind of like it.
It's cute.
I didn't go to a college where it was like.
There was a mascot?
No, I think we had a mascot. I think it was like a knight, but it wasn't like.
Where'd you go to school at?
In Albany. So it wasn't like.
I thought you won't even say the name of the school.
They don't deserve the clout. No free clout on Giggle Squad. They're going to bleep my name. This is.
St. Rose, we were the Golden Knights, but like it wasn't like a college where like everyone knew the mascot or it was like we all went to like games.
Yeah.
Honestly, damn. I didn't talk to anyone.
You didn't go to school.
No, I didn't.
So, Trevor.
Yes.
With New York and LA, we love asking these very general questions.
Please.
What is the biggest difference between New York and LA girlies?
I think they're
how
just
tight
like
their
they,
pussies are.
You know, I'm always curious. There's so much walking around. How is the hygiene out here? Can't be.
Oh,
great.
Like we're sweaty.
Yeah, it's a. You go home on the subway. You're in a metal tube all day. Go down on me. No.
Yeah.
I will get tetanitis.
No, I get that. I totally understand that.
I thought Trevor doesn't know showers exist.
I know, but like, that stops the flow. The hookup is like, you're back, you're making out.
Okay, also to hook up in LA, you have to drive 4 hours. In New York, you just got to go in a bodega.
That is true.
Right.
That is true. I live like 30 minutes outside of the city, and you never realize how long 30 minutes is until you're like having a conversation with a girl you just met. And you're like, so, there's a Cold Stone off that exit. She's like, I don't care. And you're like looking at the, oh, God. 30 minutes in an Uber is crazy.
Yeah. Like,
it's like
on,
a third date.
Are you
one
on
night.
Dating apps?
I just put on Hinge because I was on a Raya. Ick, gross, I get it. I applied for Raya like a year ago and never got on. So then I got on Hinge, but now I feel like a loser on Hinge, honestly, because like I get messages being like, LOL, there's no way this is the real account. And it's funny that they think that, but it's also sad that it is just me being like, no, just me. You ever get catfished by the original guy? So I think I'm going to delete it. It's fucking sad. It's stupid. It's
so
like,
when like you open it in New York, is it are the girls way different?
I haven't even said it. Oh. I like don't like being you on that app. It doesn't make me like happy at all. But I haven't said it for New York. I think I just walk around and hope that they're like, oh my God, is that Trevor? Or just a bunch of guys be like, yo, dog.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah.
See, when Paige and I get recognized by guys, I go,
gross.
No.
Ew.
You're not my demo. I don't feel comfortable.
It's not for them.
I did not ask
but what
for
if they
this?
Have a girlfriend who loves you guys?
That's obviously. What it is. Then we wait
But no,
to
but
listen.
When it's just, I've recently started to get like just random guys be like, Hannah Burner. And I was like,
a rogue man?
I'm calling the police.
No, those are good. You need guys like that at your show to buy Michelobes and be like,
no, because
you know?
I think like the algorithm got like, there was a glitch. And that's how we found
something got messed up.
Oh, no.
No, I don't really ever. I never get DMs from guys. Like a
what?
Yeah, like a.
I've sent like 12 today.
Like a straight single like rogue man. Never.
No, just Charlie Puth. That's it.
Hold on.
Not for me. Her.
He DM'd you.
Yeah,
it had to have been a voice memo. Like, hey, girly.
Imagine.
He just takes whatever he's drinking. He goes. Yeah.
That was ASMR.
That was a V.
I think about your vagina. You. Oh, nice. I also think just New York girls, like, they got like that, they got the blue steel going. They're always on like runway face, you know?
True.
They have somewhere to be.
Yes.
I call it my stink face.
And they're just.
Yeah, you know how you don't approach anybody at like the gym? Like, that's a kind of an overall message. I feel like that the same way on the New York streets. Like, people catcall and I'm like, how? She's gonna hear you through her Apple headphones.
But we have a stank face because we've had enough crazy people that you accidentally make eye contact with that you like have a bad experience.
Like, I was yelling at a fanny pack on. I said, shut the fuck up. What are you mad about? Your fashion senses? Literally a fanny pack yelling at the sky.
No, I actually walk around with permanent like someone farted face so that if someone talks to me.
I don't even, I feel like that's just like my face naturally. So I don't really try, but I don't make eye contact with anyone on the street.
That's another one.
Even if you're talking to me.
Really? I'll get a chopped cheese. So are you guys not doing Subways anymore? Are you guys are at that level? Are you only doing Subways, Ubers? Okay, we know the answer over here. Uber Black,
I'm not Subwaying or thrifting.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
No,
there we go.
Just only Uber Black XL Blade.
Of course.
We get into fights
when we're on the road because I'll like order an Uber.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, what the fuck is
this? It's a Corolla. It comes down. No. All the windows are down.
They're like, why don't you put your 7 suitcases in this Prius?
No,
and
I'm like,
I'd rather die.
If you guys follow me on Instagram, which obviously do if you're listening to our podcast, but if you're a new podcast listener and you don't follow me on Instagram, then you know that my morning routine is the only thing I really stick to. And my AG1 is my favorite. Not only did I replace like a ton of vitamins that I used to take with AG1, but I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes for gut support, magnesium, and B vitamins for energy support. It definitely balances my body's stress level, vitamin C, and zinc to help support my immune health, which is something I'm very, very into as I get older. Like, I feel like if I'm going on a trip in the next month, I'm like, wait, I need to get really healthy and take a bunch of vitamin C so I don't get sick on the trip. It's just like something that's coming with age and I don't really get it. But AG1 literally saved my life. AG1 provides the support my body needs, and that's why I love partnering with them. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/giggly. That's drinkag1.com/giggly.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I am so happy that it's spring. Spring is actually probably my favorite season. Winter is too cold. Summer is too much pressure. But spring just, I love doing spring cleaning. I love getting rid of things. I love starting a workout routine. You guys know that I've been trying to work out more and more. So I have the best news ever, and it's that Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm and to tap into your power and build towards your summer. Peloton has classes for everyone. If you only want to do something for 5 minutes, then Peloton has something for you. If you want to try yoga or if you want to do a walking class, then Peloton has it for you. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. I like that when you do like a few workouts and you know which one's your favorite, they just like automatically give you more exactly like that. I feel like it just keeps your fitness journey fresh for every day. So get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This episode of Giggly Squad is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different things that stress us out, trigger us, and if you're like me, then you keep it all bottled up and then one day you just explode. But let's not do that, because there's just so many things that the men will do before they go to therapy, but we're women. So let's get into it. If you're looking for an excuse to start therapy, then here it is. BetterHelp is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So if appointments after work are better for you, or maybe in the middle of the day is best for your schedule, you can make it happen with BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GigglySquad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GigglySquad.
I, as a female comic, yes, as a woman in the arts, I can't walk to venues, so I have to call Ubers even for like a 3-minute Uber. I had the craziest Uber ride.
Recently?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to play it because this guy is crazy.
Like, you videoed it?
I had to record it.
Right. So, like, if you don't have a litter of them, like, you'll have to pay, like, $700 a kitten.
He's breeding
$700
cats.
$700 a kitten?
That was you?
That's crazy.
No, that's my opener, Gabby.
I think I found him.
What do you mean you found him?
I know where he is in the trailer park now.
Trailer pack.
Where is this?
Maine.
Okay.
So that I couldn't, because like, oh, well, if you're going to take your father's side in the divorce, then.
No.
Then we're going to cast a divorce?
No.
Same combo.
He's a 39-year-old man complaining about his parents' divorce.
This is very dramatic.
His parents.
I have a very dramatic life.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I love this guy.
This is within 3 minutes of sitting down. He just starts talking about this. So I'm texting Gabby and I'm like, we're going to get skinned and die. And then
and he breeds cats. Where? Did he want to show you where?
No, I was trying to get out. And we walked and it was like a disco one. Like it had lights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the disco one?
Yeah.
I took one of those in the day once. It's very sad.
It is.
Feels like
it's
you're
really
in a strip
depressing.
Club in the daytime. Like,
you feel like you're relapsing even though you're
like, I should take the subway.
Just put on nightshades. Exactly. Yeah.
I did make a mistake in Canada because I can't drive.
DUI?
No, it expired, and I also shouldn't have gotten it in the first place.
Maybe you should start telling people, like,
it's cooler.
DUI.
Because you also have a DUI vibe. But, like, DUIs are sick. Oh, I'm sorry, you partied, and you're like, let me
whip not a DWI.
Yeah, let me whip the Chevy Silverado
home.
You're
not a, like, horrible person. Just a DUI.
Boating.
Are they not the same thing?
BUI.
No.
Oh, like driving a golf cart?
You say boats, rich. Boats.
Wait, DWI and DUI are different.
Which one's the president?
I had to get a car service to go from Toronto to Buffalo to Toronto.
Yeah.
Because you can't get an Uber because you have to cross the border. So I prepaid this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to the place. It was like a 2-hour trip. And I'm like, I have to tip this guy. And I had some cash from last time I was in Canada. I like kept it. I'm like so fucking
Canadian
cheap.
Cash.
I was like, I can't. I need to keep it. And I forgot, you know, in that moment you panic, I'm like, I should tip the guy. I don't know how much a Canadian dollar is. And in my head, I thought it was like pesos. I just gave him an $100 Canadian bill. And I walk away. I'm like, that's like $6.
Like pesos, right?
Yeah, he's like, oh, thank you. It's like the best tip he's ever gotten.
I thought it was like Canadian pesos.
Here's my debit card pin. Like, debit card pin. Here you go.
No, I get so nervous when it comes to tip time because, like, God forbid you don't give enough.
No,
I went to a place last night. It was like some jazz bar out here, and it's on the bottom. It's like encouraged to tip the musicians. They walk around. The guy had a bucket and a Venmo, like his QR code, and he's holding it. And I was like, and I was looking into my wallet and hoping he would just be like, okay, all right, taking too long. But he just stood there and was like this. And I was like, sir, I don't.
And now with the whole like Venmo thing, it's like, I'm lying.
And it had a cover
charge. Like, I'm taking it. I'm lying.
Oh, but it also had a. I had a cover charge to get in. So he was just like going around person to person, just holding in my face.
That's my thing, because I understand tipping people when it's like a one-on-one experience. But like, for example, like we're not tipping our producer after.
What's a one-on-one experience?
Prostitution.
So they have, like they are good. New York's known for good rub and tugs in the city. What's your opinion on rub and tugs?
I got one in college once. I bombed a final, rode my bike to a rub and tug, got jerked off at 4 p.m., rode home, the happiest I've ever been on a bicycle.
Question for you, because I had a girlfriend who just recently went to get a massage and ended up, like, getting her boobs. I told this on the pod, didn't I?
No.
I didn't tell this story on the pod?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God. You're exactly like Michael. He told a story, and like, I've told you this, right? Never. Literally, it'll be the craziest story ever.
I have so many friends, and I tell, so cool. You know. Okay, so one of my girlfriends, she made a TikTok about it. She went to her, like, she lives in Miami. She went to, her normal massage place, mm-hmm. whatever. But she came from, a workout. So she wasn't wearing, I think, underwear underneath her, leggings or whatever. Sometimes we do that, girls.
No undies?
Mm-hmm. No undies.
UTI.
But if I haven't shaved, the hairs are literally coming out of the leggings. spiking out like a chia pet.
Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about moment where you're like...
But if you know that, do you try to, and sorry if this is a little too much, do you try to pick some Spanx or something, or leggings that are that color?
Black leggings.
Black leggings.
Yeah, no one would know but us.
You always, it's right when you're too late to change that you realize that your hair's
sticking
out.
You're just fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's laying down. She has she's naked, but she's under the sheet. And usually she has underwear on when she's under the sheet, but this time
this
she didn't have it on.
Is this just a Pornhub video that you watched?
Yeah, I've seen this video you posted. TikTok?
Honestly,
yeah,
one of
okay.
the hottest blonde girls I've ever seen in my life, too.
Oh, you like blondes. That's
stunning.
Cool.
See, I do.
Oh.
But girls.
Gotcha.
Not blonde guys.
Ah.
Okay, anyway, where was I?
She's naked, Miami.
You're setting the scene, Trevor.
Sorry, I'm just doing a man's job and interrupting women.
So she's getting fucked,
matching.
Okay?
Matching.
No, so she's...
Your nails are matching the pop. That's crazy. Oh, red.
Wow.
We should go on a date.
Okay, so she goes... She's laying there, right? And she's doing her massage. And then all of a sudden the lady pulls the sheet down and starts rubbing her boobs. And she starts laughing.
Like her boobs are, her nipples are out?
Nipples are out.
I've never had my nipples out.
I don't know what way they were going, but they were out. I wasn't there, but they're out. And so she starts laughing. And then the lady kind of stops. And she's like, I don't know if because I didn't wear underwear, if that was a sign of,
oh,
I'm here. For whatever.
Okay, so your nipples should never be out. Also, do you ever
never feminist of you?
Do you ever put on a shirt?
True.
And the nipple, one nipple's up and one's low just because it's kind of pressed?
No. I'm dainty. I have a small
my friends will literally be one nipple is behind you.
You got lazy eye nips?
Normally they're here. But right. If you put a shirt type away, sometimes it'll just get now it's here.
I've never even experienced boob sweat.
Oh, I'm feeling it right now. But humble brag. No, that's insane.
I've always been jealous about the stuff you can put in there. When girls just whip their phone out of their tit, I'm like, God, you're so cool. So protective,
because
too.
You guys have pockets and we never get pockets.
Oh, that's true. But I have pockets. And I'm like, these suck.
Do you know what's fucked up? And I saw a meme about this. Why do baby outfits have pockets?
What are they putting in there?
Are they
Oh, that's good.
I just
what do
everywhere.
They need to fit?
What are you hiding?
Just a bunch of Cheerios, I imagine. just meal prepping.
What are you
prepping.
Saving for later? What are you bringing to the crib?
Wait, okay, so we didn't finish.
What do babies bring to the table in general?
Babies make everything about themselves. I'm so annoyed at babies.
So when you went to get your rubbing tug because you failed your final.
Yeah.
When you get up to the desk, do you have to say I'm here for... A rubber, how did they know that you're down to get your dick touched?
My shirt was off when I walked in. I said, you know what the fuck is going on?
You know what the fuck is up.
I was locked and loaded, dick out. No, my friend told me about it because we had this fraternity Facebook page years ago. Mm-hmm. And somebody posted about it. And I was like, all right. Then I went to that guy's room.
Wait, that sounds so boyish.
It's
just
the most
that
boyish.
Story in general. Your fraternity Facebook page.
Yeah.
Posting about rub and tugs.
Yeah. So then I went to that guy's room. Hey, he rubbed me off. No, I went to that guy's room. And I was like, wait, is this real? He's like, hey, it's on this street. You go there. And then it's like, it's very it's like, don't ask, don't. What is it?
Don't ask, don't tell.
You guys both said
is
that really
military
good.
Thing?
It's about being gay.
Wait, hold on. It was a guy that
if
did it.
If you say something, say something.
Yes. So I walk in. There's a big guy with a beard, and he's like, "Sit down." And I was like, no. "I'm standing up." No, I went in there, and then after I turn over, they kind of rubbing my tits, right? I'm on my back, and then she goes, "Okay, you can put your clothes on." I go. What about is there a full experience? This is a 22-year-old Trevor, so nervous. I was
no,
is there
this
a
makes
full,
me so nervous. 100%,
full experience. And then she went like this, and did a little eye touch, right? Uh-huh. A little eye rise. Uh-huh. And she goes, that's $80 extra. It was 80 for the massage, 80 for the old. And she let me grab her tit. She grabbed my hand and put it through. Massive joke. She grabbed my hand, a little frail. I have small boy hands. It looks like I'm rock climbing every time I touch tits. So he took my hand and put it in her
shirt.
Wait, I've never heard of that.
On tit.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, wow. I was laying there like this. Like I was just dunking.
She must have liked you because I've never heard of you being able to touch that.
She grabbed my hand and did it for me.
I think men have been lying to me and I'm shaking, screaming, crying, throwing up because they told me it's always an ugly woman. They told me it's always an old, ugly woman.
Well.
I feel like.
That's what they told
me. You got lied to, yeah.
And they were like,
I loved her aura. How about that?
Just they, attracted to they souls.
Said, well, like, I know that guys have gotten it where it's an old lady, but she's, like, incredible. Like, she knows exactly, like, something to touch in their butthole, and she, like, does a couple things.
Like a bop it?
Yeah. Like, exactly.
No, I mean, she...
Like, it's very regimented, and they just know what to do, and the guy comes.
Do you come... This is, like, so intense, but, like...
Just
do you come in her hand or does she do it on like she's you come on you.
Does she wipe it up?
Does she wipe you off?
She did. Wait,
So you guys are dating?
I think so.
Get on the dating apps.
I don't remember, but I will say like probably one of the best handles of my life because they have so many oils there. So many like they're like
this is so embarrassing because recently I think Des like hadn't showered or something, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Don't give me a blowjob, like I haven't showered," which
and
is like so respectful.
So nice.
And then he was like. I was looking at him and he was kind of like, hand job? And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't give hand jobs.
I don't mind a hand job.
I'm like a very competitive person. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm going to do it, I want to be Division I.
You're going to rip it off.
I know I'm not going to do it as well as you. I don't want to play the game.
Smart.
I don't want to play. I said, you can do it.
See, I'm a sleepy, sleepy girl. I'm so lazy.
Well, also, if I had fingers like yours, I don't even have fingers.
Do you
I have
take
one
the rings
palm.
Off for a handy? That's what I was wondering.
Oh, my wedding ring?
Or any ring.
You take your rings off?
Yeah.
Well, that's also like the equivalent of like putting your hair in like a
Is that a rule?
I feel like it's like
I also don't put my hair back before a blowjob.
Whoa.
You're so just, out here just.
I'm like a Tarzan.
Fighting the good fight. That's terrifying.
You whip it to one side.
Wearing rings during a hand job is like having braces, giving a blowjob.
I'm not taking my. Also, I'm not giving a hand job. That's how we got here. But like for a blowjob, you'll use your hands.
Right.
It assists.
But I think they like a little cold.
The ring?
I mean, not the shredded diamond part.
But rings are like the braces of fingers.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You know?
Wait, so it's like you're about to get in a fight in middle school. You start taking off your earrings.
Yeah, the hoops.
Hold my shit.
I think the more a girl does before giving head, the hotter. She's like tying up shoelaces, drinking a Propel back
I'm
there.
I'm just putting eye black under.
She's
I'm
doing
like,
push-ups. Yeah, exactly. The more you do before
it. Fucking do this. Because
guys are so simple to impress. Like, you crack a knuckle before handy, we're like, oh my God.
I take the Bucky hat and
put it on. All this.
Well, you
goes to our head.
On Real Housewives of New York, I'm not watching, but I saw a clip where the girl was like, you don't even have to suck his dick. You just have to pretend that it's like really, you just have to gag on it.
Yeah.
But I feel like they'll like that, but like you gotta at least.
You just have to make a lot of sounds and like that you're like really like, you know, you're like, really doing it.
Oh my God. Oh. Just fight for your life. I'll give you a blowjob. And he's like, and then you go, and scene.
And scene is funny. A little like a courtesy bow after is hilarious.
You're sweating, you're crying.
Yeah.
But then it's fucked up because if you actually go so hard that you puke on his dick, then the relationship's over.
It's
a thin line.
I like to.
Oh, you'd like if.
Of course, because we're so dumb, we make it a compliment about ourselves. I have a whole like stand-up bit. Like anything you do in a sexual act, like we think it's from us.
Yeah.
So if you throw up, it's not the fact
like
that you're hungover.
Like if I jerk myself off, you're like, she was thinking of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I get it. So like if I threw up, you'd be like, oh, it's because my dick is so big.
Exactly.
Like if my back hurts because I'm 32, he'll be like, yeah, I threw it back out.
Yeah.
Like you take a sip of water after sex and I'm like.
She's dehydrated.
Yeah.
Better
all for me.
Hydrate up for the next round. No, I get that.
I have a rub and tug story from Andrew Collin that I need to tell. Do you know Andrew Collin?
I do, yeah.
He was featuring for me on the road, and we were in a, like, four-hour car ride, so it got to this point. We were talking about rub and tugs. He said that he goes into a place, and this girl's giving a massage, and finally he's like, can we? And she goes, hold on 1 second. Goes out, brings someone else in, and he realized it was, like, you know when a waiter has a waiter in training? Like, it was, like, one of her first days.
Oh.
So the other woman basically was like, okay.
I would have liked that. There's no chemistry.
Wait, so there's two of them in there.
So she basically goes, this is what you're going to do. You're going to take this.
I'm back in.
And she starts explaining it and then steps back and watches the lady do it to him. So I think he was like,
I mean, at least film this or something. Don't watch.
Wait, that's so crazy.
And it makes me laugh so hard because, you know, the waiter in training, that shit is so funny because you're just asking people, like,
yeah,
you know that waiter's like, I could do this on my own, but thank you for being here.
Yeah.
She's like, I've given a fucking hand job before. How do you think I got here? Like, it's not like I left.
Yeah, these rings ain't from marriage. Hand job queen over here.
Yeah.
And imagine Andrew's just like sitting there like.
Oh my God. Okay, so was that the only rub and tug you've had is in college?
Yeah, I did go to Amsterdam and you can fill in the blanks there.
Yeah.
You went thrifting? I heard there's good thrift shops in Amsterdam.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thrift
yeah,
but
you
pussy.
Can like full, you can full on just like have sex because it's not illegal, right?
Correct.
I'm gonna yeah. say something so fucking girly right now, but like
so off brand.
I just like the only time I want to fuck a guy is if I've like made up a whole story in my head that like he's so in love with me.
I don't think that's girly.
Like, I don't get off.
I think you're like a sociopath. Like guys, like
a narcissist. No, but like a guy, you know, like those pancakes that like have holes in them. A guy would fuck a pancake and be like, "That was fucking awesome."
Wait, what are the pancakes that have holes in them?
I don't know. Donuts? The one Sierra's afraid of.
Pancakes with holes in them.
You mean just like air bubbles?
Oh.
Sorry, I had to decipher it for you.
No. Okay. I can picture that.
I could have picked something better.
Listen, you give me a Four Loko and a McDonald's breakfast, we're doing work.
Like, it doesn't get me, like a lot of, also with like random sex, it's like I know that I can make myself come better than this random guy has probably made me come, and I know he's not in love with me, so right. like I'm just not into not that into kind it. Of stuff.
Right, that's why like girl, it's not like common for a girl to go to a rub and tug because like we need to be.
There's no connection.
Yeah, we can't just. Come.
Imagine what would a girl's strip club be like? Our dream kind of strip club, like a lot of guys who are just like,
I'm giving like, us their money. Like it's really reverse.
The
they
opposite,
pay
they
us.
Throw
they
money
pay
us. At you.
They're just like, here, we'll pay you to look at us, and we're like, we're done looking at you. I mean, if it was reverse for rub and tugs, if a guy just had a vibrator and held it on us and didn't do anything else, like just no. held it and then stared.
No, he has to like give a speech of why I'm his favorite client he's ever met first. I've never
Wait,
seen someone
be, with be so
as beautiful brown hair as yeah. you.
You're so smart. He's just holding it. You're so smart. You're so funny. Everyone wants to be you. You dress so well. I'd be like, I came.
You have a really good grid on Instagram. The aesthetic is really nice. And you really have good shopping taste. And I like your haircut.
Did you do something different with your eyebrows? Because they look so much better than the last girl who was in here.
Meanwhile, there's just a gun to the back of his head. Just like, don't fuck that word up. Yeah, how are you reading? That was very hostage-y. You are so funny. I love Giggly Squad.
Our blue ball is real.
Yeah, but I think, what is that? It's... I don't know, but like every guy's like, I just need to go home and get it out myself. Like, yeah,
well, you
like,
just have to jerk off,
right? But like there's nothing that can get in between a man and his blue balls after he has it. It's like if you got blue balls, like and
it's
you're
like when
in
it's
a
like
library,
don't think about a red car, and then
you're
just...
you will get it out. It's like the only priority in your head.
See, I thought blue balls were fake until recently. I was on the plane, and
hold
I was.
On.
It's not going where you think it's going. Mm. I was just on the plane, and I was like so excited to like go home. Everything was ready. I like had my apps downloaded. I was playing crossword puzzles, whatever I was doing. And then they were like, we're actually not leaving for another hour.
You got blue balls.
And I was like, that's annoying. And then they fucking deplaned and I started crying and called my mom. And I was like, this is what blue balls.
That's what blue balls feels like. You're promised something and then you don't get it.
Blue balls feels like you got the wind knocked out of you, but in your balls. Like it feels like you got punched in the stomach, but you're, like it's a pain.
So it's... You're about to come, and then for whatever reason, you just
and then her
don't.
Boyfriend comes home. You're like, I gotta go.
And then that.
Yeah, you just either you're hooking up or you're like kind of like a lot of like touching and rubbing, yeah. And then it doesn't lead to anything. It's like yeah. a very like first date. Like yeah. every first date, if that's where you get to hooking up, then you just leave.
Yeah. I was guilty of that.
Locked and loaded.
I liked the game. Like I liked the chatty. I liked the and then you get home and then like you could start kissing him and be like, I'm not really into this. And they're like, Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. I don't
know.
So much blue ball shit. Yeah, they're like, ooh.
That is probably the noise our brains are making during blue balls. It's just, you turn into a caveman. You're like, penis touch now, go.
Yeah, like they stop making eye contact. They're just it's
like, does your bathroom door lock?
But I'm fine with being like, go jerk off in the other room, and then like.
I was just gonna say, where's the weirdest place you've ever jerked off?
Taco Bell bathroom.
Taco Bell.
Freshman year.
Was it before you ate or after?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't even think we were eating. We were just in high school. And we were bored. We were just hanging out talking about my friends. Like, I bet you can't jerk off right now. Broad day at 4 p.m. into a urinal.
See, I want to get to the point with women where that's what we do. Like, we're at Taco Bell and I go, Paige, I bet you can't jerk off in the bathroom right now. And you go, watch me. And you go, come back.
Like, you're right. I'm face deep in a cheesy gordita crunch. Fuck off.
I'll come with a cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah, I was 14. My head could get hard just looking at a cinnamon twist. So, what about you guys? Where's the weirdest place you've ever gotten off?
I mean,
the bathroom floor.
Bathroom floor.
Because
you're so close. Like, what?
Because I was in the bathroom, and like, for me to come, my legs have to be straight. So I had to lie down.
Like a 90 degree angle?
I do get that. I get that.
No,
my legs kind of have to be straight too. Because they're talking about all these
girls. This is good.
Here's the thing. All these girls are talking about like, oh, I can only come on top. I've never come on top.
I've never made a woman come. Wait, what is his leg straight thing?
Paige, we just became closer.
Yeah, that's wild. I have to either be on my stomach or my back, but my legs need
your
to
legs
be like...
my butt has to be clenched.
I do it myself with my own thighs.
I did it myself. Well, this is the thing, because girls will be out here like in porn. You know, you... Anyway, you know all of them.
Yeah,
they'll have one
porn.
Leg up, like another leg behind their head, coming. And I'm like first of all, I would shit myself in that position. Like, you know, you're trying to come and like...
Yeah.
There's too much possible things to come out. I need my legs to be straight. So yeah, I have to like lie down straight in like a bathroom.
Also in porn, they're coming so quickly and like multiple times.
Yes.
And like... I just want someone on set to be like, she's lying.
Oh, the
like,
comments will do that for you. Just look at the comments. Well, I slept with a porn star once, and her moans weren't the same. And I was like, it must be a bye week. Like, what's going on? I need, give me a 10.
Oh, wow. Like her moans from the videos you've watched of her.
Yeah, I was like, give me the video
that
treatment.
That must be crazy to watch someone fuck and then fuck them.
I mean, my brain didn't even put two and two together. Yeah. I just was like, I mean, I was in my head, I was like nervous.
Yeah.
Like, this
yeah.
feels like she was doing, like, a...
And she's
you know,
a professional.
Yeah, she's, like, taking... It's like if LeBron drove past the YMCA and was like, I'll fucking dunk on these kids.
Yeah.
And then she just, like, did that to me. But I was, like, waiting for the full effect. I was waiting for, like, you know, like, all the sounds and gags and
hoo-hahs.
But
it was just, like, a normal...
Pretty normal. It was, I mean, it's still really good. But in my head, I was very nervous in the beginning. Because I was like, she's done with the pros.
So, Trevor, why do you think you're single?
You want the real
How
answer?
Old are you?
30.
Okay.
I'm the perfect age. I'm the perfect guy.
When for what?
I have nothing wrong for me.
For what?
When do you turn... Wait, that's that TikTok song. when do you turn 31?
December 30th.
Mm. All right, what's your sign?
What's your
Capricorn?
Sign? Capricorn, yeah.
I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio. November.
4th.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Scorpios are so hot.
Yeah.
The hottest.
Are. And but like also like temper. Like, they'll fucking...
They'll cut you.
Beat your ass.
Yeah.
Mentally, physically, and
emotionally.
Sexually. But nice ladies. I don't know why I'm single. I don't know. I think it's like, I want a girlfriend. And then a girl shows me girlfriend interest, and I'm like, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you travel a lot.
Literally, the job
Oh my God, he's
like,
opening up right now.
Yeah, the job is...
I mean,
I'm single because I'm doing testosterone, semen retention. I haven't came in 3 years. Makes me write better jokes and TikToks. I don't know. I think the schedule makes it really hard. And also, like, I don't have, like, time, free time until I know, like, an hour ahead. So I'm like, oh, I actually don't have anything. And it's, like, 7 o'clock. So if I hit up a girl, she's like, oh, am I just a booty call? I'm like, no, I just didn't know I had free time until now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to, like, maintain, like, a steady thing.
Schedule.
Yeah.
So you're not prioritizing
women
in the arts.
What is your type?
We'll be right back with the commercial. I don't know.
Like,
I'm delusional. I think I'm just gonna like wake up one day and walk down the street and be like, wow.
There she is.
No, you will. You will.
I think yeah.
That's what happened to me.
I gotta meet somebody in person. Cause like apps almost a lot of times like it might be a letdown on both ends, you know?
No, if you meet a comic, a lot of the time you'll meet him and then you watch like all his podcasts, all his YouTubes, and in your head, he's that guy.
Yeah,
and
then
you
before.
Will like miss all the red flags because you're like, this guy is fucking amazing, and then you realize he has depression.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
running yeah. from all his emotions. Not every comedian. They have intimacy issues. Not every comedian. Yeah. But so sometimes or girls just like, aren't going to like see you gay. For you.
You know? You know, like meet and them. And you're, like if I had a nickel for every time I met someone, I was like, oh, I didn't get this from your Hinge profile, but you're gay. But we can still be friends.
Every guy that doesn't work out with, she goes, you know what's crazy? He was gay.
I love that. No. I love that.
But here's the thing. I love that. They are. Like, it's not.
But where are you meeting these guys? Grindr? Where are you meeting them?
I've never been wrong.
Really? Grindr. They actually are?
Grindr.
Yeah.
No, but like, where do you meet these men?
Just out in the streets of New York City, thrifting. I don't know.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so that you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like. So you can find the home that's just right for you, whether it's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters the most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. So no matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Moda Operandi, Ray-Ban, and Good American. I can't wait to shop beauty like Fenty and Ulta. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can really save by stacking cash back on top of deals. And during Big Give Week, the cash back is bigger than ever. It's the time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see a higher cash back rate than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, Trevor, we're going to actually find out if you're trash. It's good. A thing we like to do. Do you think you're trash?
Probably on weekdays, yeah. I think weekends I got it together. Weekdays,
during
crazy.
During work days, during business days.
Yeah, business hours.
Have you been to Mykonos?
No, but I've liked girls' pictures in Mykonos. So, mentally. No, but I went to Ibiza this summer.
Oh, how was that?
Awesome. Hottest people I've ever seen in my life. I've never felt uglier, though.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, also just Americans there in general aren't, like, oh, stoked that they're there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah. One guy was like, oh, I know you're from YouTube Shorts. I was like, that's where, that's.
YouTube Shorts.
YouTube Shorts. I not almost swallowed a rifle. I was like, one
ben
person.
In the arts, yeah.
God, but the hottest people ever.
That's how I feel when I go to LA. If I have, like, gone out in LA.
Really?
Yeah, like, when I go to LA parties, I don't like them because I just, like, I don't know.
That's interesting.
The girls are different.
Because you think the girls are pretty?
Yeah. But I mean, the New York girls are pretty.
I think
pretty.
New York women are hotter than LA women.
I guess it's just I see the New York girls all the time. You know what I mean? Like I'm used to the New York
element,
look.
Different element. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely different look. Do you love your mom?
I love her. I just had lunch with her today.
Does she live in New York?
They were here this weekend.
Where are you from?
I was born in Illinois for 2 years, mm-hmm. moved out, and then all Southern California.
You're like, I'm getting a job, I'm leaving here.
He put everything in his pockets as a toddler.
Cheerio and a vape, and I hit Los Angeles. I was blowing O's and eating O's.
Grew up in California.
Yeah, an hour outside of LA.
He's a Cali bro.
Cali boy.
But he can't surf. Can you surf?
Yeah, I can surf.
Oh.
What?
Just
what?
Anything, anything athletic.
I love giving him that persona. No. Like, and this fucking loser can't even surf.
I'm not good at it, but I can get up.
Two people who have never gotten on a surfboard, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know how to hold it. I know how to walk the walk.
I'm treating it like MTV's Next. You remember that show? Yeah. It's like,
oh my God, that show is iconic.
Ray loves to vape, can't surf, and loves his mom.
God,
but do you think
great.
You love your mom a little too much?
No.
Okay.
Who would you love more, your girlfriend or your mom?
Neither. My dad. that's a trap question. There's no right answer. But you got to go mom first. Because then you're, oh, he's so loving.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, he loves his mom.
This might be like tough for you, this question.
Uh-oh.
How many Instagram models do you follow?
Too many.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I want to unfollow like anybody that shows like an inch of skin. It's like you open it at 7 in the morning. You're like, a BBL at this early? Let me start my day. You know how Instagram, you can like do the timers on social media? Like I want a timer where it's like, I can't show you anything horny until like 4 p.m.
Yeah.
But these are all people I know and these are my friends. Like it's not like
I would never
just follow like some like thirst trap Instagram account.
Right. No, you're supporting all your friends' OnlyFans.
Yes. Yeah. Well, a lot of them are just friends you meet along and then, but it's just the too early. Yes. I wouldn't just like randomly see one. But you guys probably have this where you like see a hot chick's photo and there's always the same guy who's liked it on every photo.
Yeah.
You're like, how is
it's
he everywhere?
It's that random dude friend that I'm like, I didn't see that for him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's active.
You're married, you know?
My friend Cypher Sounds, he's a comic.
He
follows these Instagram models and he's like, but then they'll just post a random thing of like their nephew at like a volleyball game and I'm like, you can't be throwing that shit in.
Yeah.
Gross.
What's your go-to drink?
Alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
Just tequila and soda. Or like an old fashioned.
Ooh, an old fashioned.
Old fashioned with a big ice cube. I'm dumb man. Give me a big ice cube. Monkey goes clap clap.
What has changed most about you since you started making money on YouTube Shorts?
Cut my parents off. I'll talk to them. really nothing.
Because Trev is successful.
I think I'm a little more, I lean on the page side for this, where it's like, I'm going to the airport, Uber black. I don't want to deal with this. There's too many variables in a random Uber. Oh, the window's down. Guess I'm getting a blow dryer today. Like,
right.
When it comes to like that, or I think it's just like treating myself when I need it. Like I was at one of these thrift stores and they had this. Yeah, I get jerked off. I went to a thrift store. They had this crazy expensive jacket. I was like, this is stupid. I put it on. I was like, it's mine.
I like that.
You and Paige are so similar because I feel like that's you
Say
shopping
again.
At like Nordstrom.
If you love it, you got to get it.
Right. That's
and
what
also
it is.
Like if I'm traveling and there's not room service, I'm leaving. Like I need a nice hotel. Like it's
the first thing she said, she goes, do you guys have room service?
Because
every time.
I need
Ma'am,
to know that
this is
that
a Red Roof Inn. We don't have rooms.
Meanwhile, she eats two fries. Guess who eats the rest? Guess who's eating it all? Me.
But I feel that.
Yeah.
But I'm also a really cheap man.
I need to be comfortable.
Yes. I'm a very cheap man. I bring my own coffee with me when I travel so I can make coffee in the room. Because I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to go to a lobby.
True.
First thing out of the day, I got to go downstairs. There's kids screaming.
No.
You know, get a coffee down there. Like, I have to, like, gather my thoughts before I do anything in
That's
the morning.
That's why you need room service.
Yeah.
Also true.
Yeah.
In a relationship, do you have a similar personality to who you are online?
No. I think it's pretty toned down. I think, like, that's a comment a lot of women will say. They're like, you're so much hotter in person. I'm like, thank you. No. They'll always just be like, oh, you're like, you're way chiller. You're not, like, that accentuated. I was like, yeah, you think I would just – that's crazy that they would also go out on a date with me thinking that I was – that guy out of 10.
Right.
You
like,
know?
Yeah, that's almost a red flag on there. Like, you're like, you'd be into my Kyle character?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you just get... You just
you
get
saw
to
me
their-
vaping and drinking Bang Energy, and you're like, there's my
With
king.
With a backwards
like,
visor.
You're at the restaurant, like, just screaming at the menu. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, his video making fun of cats, like, if he was a cat, and it's him just, like, playing with headphones.
I think I've seen it.
I was so obsessed. When I first met Trevor, I had him on my pod, and, like, it was a big deal. Like, I was like, Trevor's
What do you mean, was a big deal?
Yeah.
It was. Back in the day, you were
it
like,
is.
No, when we did their pod, I was so nervous.
Really?
She was
Yeah,
nervy.
Like, couldn't, like, my hands were sweating.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
And we all talked at the same time.
Because there's just like when I go to LA, I feel like, oh my God, like I'm in LA. Like it's just like I
like
get
the new
nervous.
Kid on the block kind of.
Yeah.
I feel a way about like New York too, you know?
Like this pod?
Yeah. Well,
you
you're just like,
nervous.
You know, you're just like, you're in the city. You're like, yeah, we're here, we're there, we're doing that, we're this, you know? You're
it's
walking
funny
places.
It's intimidating.
Trevor walked in, looked me in the eye and he goes, oh, you guys don't have your own studio. Interesting. Because
you guys just did 3,000 tickets in Toronto and you can't rent a studio apartment?
I feel like I think it's just different. No. Oh. Literally, no.
It's expensive.
Nobody, for like no small one who does areas. A podcast in New York, I think, has a studio.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
No, but the first time we went to LA, we just went in.
Yeah, I felt that. That was just, a Scorpio side kicking
in. He just peed a little bit in his pants.
I have a question. I was walking past the studio. First of all, I saw a girl puke in broad daylight yesterday. I have it on camera. And I'm like, do I post this? Is that fucked up? It. Of course.
No, because some people have a phobia of puking. I do.
Well, I was going to put on my story, like, puke warning.
Put like an emoji over her face.
Yeah. Well, the dude, she's throwing up, the guy's just sitting there vaping in the background. It's awesome. It's like, this ain't her first rodeo, okay?
Wait, I love how he just changed the subject so well to get us off of him. Anyway, what's your skincare routine?
Kiehl's.
You fancy.
Hey, girl.
You're rich.
Yeah, but.
Ex-girlfriend told you to use Kiehl's?
Literally, her. Because I used to just get like whatever. I used to buy stuff on Amazon. I'd make face wash. And then they're like, this is not good. That or CeraVe. That's like the sleeper one. It's pretty good.
True. That's a dupe.
If you were washing Hannah's hair and you had to put conditioner in it, where would you put the conditioner?
What the fuck?
What kind of weird
the bottom.
OnlyFans video. Somebody cooked here. Yes. Somebody cooked here. Somebody cooked here.
Yeah, wow. You already know.
This is a guy who's 30. He's trained. He's a little trained. Yeah. And that just comes with the territory.
I'm trained. You can leave me alone. I'm trained. I won't pee on the ground.
You don't need a snack. Like, you can get your own snack.
You're not going to start biting the pillows.
Yeah.
I might. You leave me alone there, blue balled, I'll fuck a pillow.
When was your last sit and sleep
ain't sitting anymore. January.
Carry the one.
Yeah. Like March.
Okay, so not that long ago.
Not too long ago, but I was in a 3-year relationship, got out for a couple months, and then I was seeing somebody for a couple months.
Got out like it was like you escaped.
What I meant to say is got broken up with.
He's like, ran away.
The guards at jail felt bad for me, though. You're good. You're good. Get out.
Why'd she break up with you?
That's a whole, you know.
Who did you fuck?
No.
Who'd you cheat?
No.
You weren't around enough. You weren't showing her enough attention.
You were fucking other girls.
We also lived together for like, and it just like wasn't right. It just stepped on each other, and it just like it wasn't. We turned into roommates. You guys sounded like the Toy Story, the aliens, the claw. Yeah,
no, that's a really good thing. Never let your partner become a roommate.
With you.
True.
Whenever people ask you about moving with Craig, be like, I'm not letting my partner become my roommate. That's how relationships die.
Crazy. I would never live with a man.
That's insane. That's Paige disgusting. And I are both long distance.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors went into it. She's still a great lady, and I still talk to her to this day.
You don't have to be political with us.
Yeah, nice girl. We wish
we support nice women girl, in the arts.
Well. Yeah.
How do you feel about women like pooping, farting?
We can't feel anything if it doesn't exist.
Right.
I don't think women do that. I think it's fine. Because if you're comfortable with it, I'm comfortable with it.
Have you ever had a girlfriend fart in front of you?
Yeah, my ex, but like she'd be so embarrassed after. Like it'd be on accident. I'd be like, "What was that?" She'd be like, "I'm so sorry." Oh, no, and I would like laugh.
Right.
Because it'd be funny.
Yeah.
But also, speed poops. I mean, she like turned the sink on for the noise. Done.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Did you flush? What happened in there?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you doing key bumps in there?
It's a skill.
We're quick.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Hannah's one of the fastest I've ever met.
Really?
I mean, a pre-show poop, crazy. That shit comes out. They're like, let me the fuck out.
I do feel like I have better shows if I poop beforehand.
For sure.
So good luck, you know?
Well, especially with girls, like you kind of sometimes they wear tight stuff on stage and everyone's just like, like they're all staring at your
angle.
Like lower stomach.
Front
and
row.
You just want to feel like,
yes.
Snatched. But also, what I told Paige is you get adrenaline on stage, so like don't worry, everything is just held.
Yeah, well, and I just drink a bunch of coffee and like my nerves are just like, my whole body's like, get everything out of here.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you support?
I support the arts.
Women in the arts.
The arts or the farts.
Who would play you in a movie about your life?
Ryan Gosling.
Wow.
Let me think about that. Who would play me in my life?
Do you want to get into acting?
I think if it comes my way, I would like to. But also, I get impatient. Like, sitting on set for 12 hours?
Yeah.
No.
But, like, all you do is act. Like, if you think about it, you're a writer, actor, director.
Yeah. Yeah, if I could make stuff
Paige
with my
hates
friends, that'd
men
be awesome.
Who write.
No, really? I just hate men who
are in boy bands.
I don't like men when they're like performing. Like not
when he's expressing his art.
When you are doing your job.
No. Like I love stand-up comedy. Like I don't think of it like that as like performing. I mean, like I don't want them in their head, I don't want them saying 5, 6, 7, 8, and then doing something.
That is crazy.
That makes me
she just doesn't like a countdown.
No, and I don't like a choreographed anything.
Oh. Okay. Like he's Italian, but he does synchronized swimming on the weekends.
It's not for me.
Would you ever date another comedian, Trevor?
Yeah, I think so. Because they know the life so well.
You know what's funny is Hannah always said, like, never date a comedian. I'll never date a comedian.
It's just
kind of
what
worst.
Like, you're told growing up. It's like your mom's like, don't do drugs, don't do drugs. And then you get to college, you're like, I'm going to do drugs. Right. You move to New York and you're like, I'm going to date a comedian. You know?
I do have to say, like, podcasting is a skill. And when all you do is podcast, which is like coming up with good conversation, make each other laugh, riffing. Yeah. When you go on a normal date with a normal person, you're like, okay, let's bring it up.
Bitch, we're doing callbacks. You've hit three times last sentence. Well, that's another thing. I went on like two Hinge dates and it's like I need the...
When you're only podcasting and hanging out with comics, when you go on a date with a normal dude, you're like... Are
if
you?
They didn't understand my
Mitch
callbacks.
McConnell.
Yeah.
So that's why you end up dating a comic or like a podcaster or someone.
Yeah,
because
they're just like quick.
I at 30, I need that. I need a good riff.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's all
about
the banter.
Like, because I've just been on dates where it's just like every sentence kind of like doesn't, there's no period, but the words just kind of fade out. It's like, yeah. And I'm like, where do I go off this?
Okay, but here's the other thing. Sometimes it's hard to find someone to riff back and forth because they might not be as funny as you. I would accept a man that's like, maybe can't riff as much with me, but knows like what I'm saying is really
funny. He knows when to laugh.
Yeah, like gets what's but going on.
Even a laugh's better than like a laugh. Like, like if she's laughing on the date, I like so deep down, funny. I want to turn to the restaurant and be like, that's how you do it.
Yes.
I feel like you date a lot of girls that like don't laugh at your jokes, but tell you like that's so hilarious.
I have been on some dates, so that would be like, wait, that's actually so funny. And I'm like, then laugh. No, I think it's a mixture. I think I've gone on dates where it's like the riff was almost too good that I was like, we're getting out of the sexual tension energy. We're like, I don't even know if I thought you're hot.
Now
you're just
we're
awesome.
Like
you're punching each other in the shoulder.
We're just boys. Yeah. And then the pendulum is like, they're so hot and there's no riff.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's this kind of like where the Venn diagram kind of overlaps? What's that middle ground?
Right.
Yeah, you have to find...
Unless you're like us and you're just like so gorgeous.
So funny, so gorgeous.
Like smart, just successful. It's
out there. It's
just like crazy.
It's out there.
You just gotta try harder.
What's your favorite position in bed?
You know. I was gonna say a dumb answer. I was gonna be like, feminism, that's not a real answer. You know, I think honestly, probably doggy or when she's laying on her stomach, legs out, horizontal, and then it's like, what would that be? It's like flat doggy.
Yeah.
Like
it's
wiener
like
doggy.
It's like wishbone.
We know what you mean.
That's when I nap. That's my nap.
Yeah, honestly, one of my favorites because I don't have to do literally anything.
Because also, you know, you're sucking in the second I'm fucking letting it go.
Disassociated.
Like, and then he's like, let's switch positions. Like, I'm not ready yet. Still digesting.
Finish up back there.
I love when my stomach is straight up because I'm just like,
Yeah. What Sorry, I was catching up on Venmos, you know.
That's crazy. What's the craziest thing a man or a woman could be looking at on their phone during sex? Like, if you're doing doggy, you look at her phone. Yeah. She's playing Wordle. You're like, oh, fuck. I'm not more entertaining than pizza's the word.
Like LA girls are face-tuning their photo from the date they took of themselves 30 minutes later.
That's fucked up, but 100%
true. That's so good.
100% true.
I joke that, like, I can't orgasm if there's unread emails on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm distracted.
Yeah.
Like, I need to, like...
Are you a zero text, zero email girl?
Wait, no, that's a great question. I'm a zero text, zero email girl.
Well, like,
really?
I do have 8,909 emails on my phone, but they've all been seen. Like, I'm not going to click into everything.
Why are you leaving fucking kayak.com on red, man?
No, but some
they've
stuff I don't want to delete, but, like, I'm like,
how
okay,
many texts?
Thank
how many
you.
Texts?
9 right now, because I've just...
Damn, I thought you guys were so much cooler.
I'm going to see what I am. I'm like...
No, my texts are clean.
Really?
I'm 10 emails, 5 texts.
Wow.
But by the time I go to sleep tonight, 00.
00. Because
if I'm
trying to orgasm, I can't think about like, oh, I have to set this dog.
What do women think about during sex? Is it other men?
Oh. Have I? Yes.
To come?
Yeah.
I've thought about to not come. Not men, but, you know? But like... You know,
thought about other girls to not come.
Yeah.
Like you thought, like, oh, my grandma to not come.
Yes. Not my grandma, but I was like, imagine if she was like 98. I was like, you know.
Okay, interesting.
Or I'll say like a word in my head to like get out of it.
They always say guys are trying not to come and girls are trying to come.
Yeah.
But
nobody wants to meet in the middle.
I feel like as a woman, I'm trying to be in the moment, but like, and then I'll finally be in the moment, and then I'll be like, oh my God, I'm in the moment, and then I lose the moment. Cause like that's how you come.
I'm thinking what about myself the whole time.
Really?
And thinking about like how I look and how he, what he's thinking about looking at me. You know, like when you watch your Instagram story, but you watch it in like the position of your crush. You're like, what is he thinking? You're like, oh my God, she's so pretty.
You would come thinking about how hot you are.
What would you do? About,
like, he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here right now. I can't believe, what is he going to tell us?
I have two questions here. First of all, you know, okay, so. What would you do if the guy stopped and he's like, what are you thinking about mid-sex? What would you do? He's like, hey, is everything okay?
What are you thinking about? I would say, your dick's so big. You're a huge dick.
I would just be like, you. I'm thinking about you.
You just say your dick.
I feel like that would throw off the whole vibe.
Yeah, I'd get so pissed if I was like that question.
But you know how
what are you thinking about right now? I'd just be like,
I'd
how
get the
deep?
Ick because if, yeah, it's weird. I would like take it as like no he was questions. Trying to be like deep. Lovey and like like want to like make love and then that's when I'm out.
Yeah, Paige hates that. No. I'm weird where like I'll see myself in the mirror having sex and then I'll go back to like me as a kid being like
well, 18 and up.
No, kid. I'll literally be like, you were just a little girl and now you're just this freaky porn star. And like this is where you are. It's so
I know
sad.
For a fact you have legitimately done that.
No, you know when you like first see that you have full tits, you're like I'm just not an innocent child anymore.
Yeah.
Am I ruining women for you right now?
No, but there have been moments where I've been having sex where I'm just like,
I was just a girl.
It's like, I should, like, I'm better than this. Like, I'm not, like, I don't want to be
here. I'm also
the
girl that, like, if a random guy's like, yeah, you dirty fucking slut. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, it's funny after, like, especially if you're in a relationship with somebody. Yeah. And then it's like, you're just yelling and cussing.
If you
crazy.
Know me, say whatever.
But and like, then afterwards, you're like, so, did you still want to go to brunch? Like, it's just like, it flips in your head.
No, it's
once the
so...
scene is out of here, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Paige is more violent than me. Like, I can't fight for my life while I'm trying to come. Like, I'm just trying to be, like, at peace. Everything. Yeah. Like, if you like accidentally pull my hair too hard,
yeah,
I'm like,
you fucked to the call map or something.
Yeah, like she needs it to be nice and like a safe space.
Because
maybe a candle.
My life
lit.
Is so chaotic. I'm like, let's have a nice.
The air conditioning is on. It's
oh,
a cool
gotcha.
72.
If it's too hot,
soft,
I can't.
A
I can't.
Soft kiss.
Yeah, just a soft.
I'm freaky.
No, but you know what you want.
No,
okay, soft kiss is not freaky. That is not freaky.
But that is
there's a CEO
freaky,
getting a ball gag in his ass
people
right now.
I think I'm like a crazy partying DWI type of girly.
Yeah.
When I'm in bed, I'm like, I just want to feel loved and at peace. And
it's so funny because what people think you are
is what you are.
Yeah, like, but I would never say.
You're on the other side of that. You're like,
yeah. She wants to be hit by a brick.
It's the only way I come.
Hit me with a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
I need to be choked out, and I will only come when I'm then coming to.
There are some great lines on this episode.
This is my thing though, like, because you like you want pain.
No, you make it seem like I'm this like. Bondage. No, I don't want pain, but like a light choke. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that's
not
so funny
air.
How you say it. A light choke. Just a medium rare choke. medium well choke.
I will say I've passed out.
She's like, you're trying to make it. I just passed out once from choking.
Yeah.
I passed out one time from choking.
There's something about BDSM that gives slapstick humor to me.
It's like so
like
funny after
like
you come.
Like,
it's like, babe, can you unzip my cat suit?
Literally like a Tom and Jerry cartoon to
I'll
me.
Never forget it. I passed out. And then when I came to, I said, did I just pass out? And he goes, yeah, I'm so fucking hot.
But that's the thing with the guy's head. He thinks it's from him.
So then in my head, I was like, yeah, I know it was so fucking hot. I'm here like
you're
a
like,
dead
I actually
fish.
Haven't eaten in 3 days. I passed
I'm
out.
Actually dehydrated.
Because my blood sugar is so low. Do you like choking?
I throw hands. I don't like to do it. I feel like I'm like giving it my all. She's like, Carter. I was like, what do you mean?
Wait, what kind of hands do you have? Frodo?
Frail.
Oh, I thought you said Frodo.
Frail. Yeah, probably the same guy.
We both have hand insecurities.
Really?
Because I have nubs.
I always thought I had normal hands. And I like post a photo of me doing stand-up. And then people would be like, his little hands. With that big dick.
The size of hands correlate to dick size?
I don't know. I think I'm packing like very like right down the middle.
Yeah.
Like a girl pull my pants
boyfriend.
Down. And she, yeah.
Yeah. You have boyfriend dick.
My ex literally said I had husband dick.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a compliment.
That's a really big compliment.
Wow. Is it?
Yeah.
No, I thought because like I feel like that's bad.
No.
Like, it means that you could do it a lot and like you won't be sore.
Like, well, it's not going. Yeah.
No, but
it's not going anywhere.
It's not like, because if it's too big, it hurts and it's not fun. Uh-huh. Like, you don't want
to
do it.
It's like going to a restaurant. You don't want to like have a like extravagant meal all the time. Like, what's like a meal you could eat every day?
Right down the middle?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not going to make you sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a Big Mac, but it is a quarter pounder, you know? It's on the menu.
Yeah.
This was such a sexual episode. Paige, do you have any other notes?
No.
The choking. Was the choking recent?
No, this was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, back in the heyday?
Yeah, back in my prime.
Do you pee in hot tubs?
I pee in hot tubs, yeah. Okay. Oh, what's funny, because you know how slapping is like kind of hot?
Yeah.
One time a girl asked me in college, she's like, do you like slapping? And I was like, yeah. And I thought she wanted to be slapped. And then she slapped me in the face, like clocked me.
See, I actually don't like slapping. I've had someone do it to me one time and I said, nope.
That it like takes you out of it.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, excuse you.
No.
Yeah, no. She's like,
I'll literally call your mom.
Literally slap me.
Also, even slapping the ass has technique.
No.
You have to hold it.
Even that I don't really like, because I'm like, that actually hurt and like, but didn't feel good for me.
No,
because
the technique isn't right. Like, you just want to feel like passion. You don't want to feel an action. I don't want a five star on my ass.
Well, it's all about the sound.
Yes.
Because my ex, she was really funny. She used to like say something, if I went to slap an ass and it didn't make the noise, she'd be like, oh, it was a dud. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But if you just get hip,
she was like,
yeah.
It sounds like you're calling your
she
dog
was like,
on the
can
couch.
We call in
come here, boy.
She goes, can we call in another guy who has real hands?
Oh, no. But she buys me one of those hand clappers to take to the game. But that was like a funny bit. She'd be like, oh, it was a dud. But I feel like that's so, like, if you're a guy.
I feel like having bits throughout sex is, like, something I really need.
That's like love.
Yeah.
That's like love.
But yeah. You don't want to get the giggles. I've gotten the giggles before. That's why I can't watch porn with my comedy husband.
Yeah, it's too. Because we start breaking it down.
We break it down. Yeah. We're doing callbacks.
Like, she's not going to fit in that microwave.
Also, why when you said a girl goes, are you into slapping? I
did she slap me in the face?
No, I just envisioned you guys doing like.
Oh my God. Dude, I probably would have done it. I was down bad. I was in college. I was living in a bunk bed. I would have been like, all my friends were like, what'd you do last night? We heard a lot of clapping. I was like, oh, fucking. I was laying it down, dude.
She was
it's just
slapping.
Trevor getting the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
No, it's a thin line. Anyway, we support all kinds of sex in the arts.
Yeah, we do.
As long as you don't count down. Trevor, thank you so much
last thing. What if he counts down before he comes? 3, 2, 1.
My friend told me recently that she was this guy. I was like, what was wrong with him? What was wrong with him? And she was like, I broke up with him because when he came, he'd go, ah.
I would break up with someone too.
So did you go to the silent cum? Because Michael's very vocal about it. He's like, I will be loud when I come. And I was like, you don't need to.
I don't mind like a really masculine, like,
whoa!
I don't know if I've ever, like. Because
I'm like a dude. I'm like, that was my pussy.
I don't think I've ever had someone be like loud, really.
But I don't like the, like, you know, when
someone.
Because
they always have a ball gag in their mouth.
Tell them to shut the fuck up.
Because he's knocked out. I don't like, you know, when someone. Do you know when someone sneezes but holds it in? That's how some guys come. They're like,
I hate those people.
Yeah.
Or when it goes too long, you're like, you came. You came already. Yeah. It's like 14 minutes in and you're still like, ugh.
No, we're getting to the credits now. Wrap it up.
Speaking of the credits. Where are you going to be, Trev?
Such a fun episode. When does this come out? I'm going to be in Australia at the end of October.
Going down under
Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. And I have a special coming out November 14th.
So
can't say
fun.
Where it's on, but it's a streamer. So I'm excited.
That's fucking amazing.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. And thanks for having me.
Paige and I have shows coming up. Chicago and New York. Chicago, the Vic Theater.
Vic, mm-hmm. I love the Vic.
And then I'm going to plug some of my shows because I need to sell in Hanover, Maryland. It's a casino. I don't know where it is. But the girlies, let's go because I need...
The casino girls are so fun because they give like free food vouchers.
Very fun. Everyone's...
That's where I saw your billboard.
Yeah. I guess I have a billboard, but mm-hmm. no one's around. Anyway, Sacramento, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Chicago, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando. Wow, I'm tired.
Okay,
Reno and Charlotte.
We'll post them. We'll post Hannah's dates.
Thank you guys so much for gigging with us. Follow Trevor, listen to our Stiff Socks episode, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.